I'm from the South Side. My grandmother lives around the corner. I went to elementary school here. You know, all my peoples, they still live from the South Side. So I used to live in these streets, and I know what it's like.
Charles Peanut Tillman still feels a strong connection to the South Side of Chicago. Recently, he helped make a special delivery to the Chicago Police Department's 6th District.
We're giving away these Lemar kits, and what I've learned is that these kits have special galls and tourniquets and things like that. That helps the officers aid in the assistance of a gunshot wound or some sort of incident that they come into contact with on the street.
Cheese!
LEMART stands for Law Enforcement Medical and Rescue Training. Bears Care provided funding for 75 kits, which will help police officers provide immediate assistance to victims of gun violence.
These kits aren't provided through CPD. These officers have to get them on their own. They purchase them with their own dime.
Officer Nichols of the 6th District had purchased one on his own and used it to save the life of a person who was shot near his home. Peanut presented him with a new one.
Here's your second one, the replacement.
Thanks.
I hope you don't have to use it.
Me too.
You know, I'm a huge supporter and advocate of our law enforcement and what they do for the communities. And, you know, this is another fine example of CPD at its finest, you know, helping out the citizens of Chicago.
How you doing?
Brian Urlacher. Nice to meet you.
Peanut had a law enforcement internship in college and considered being a police officer.
Football was obviously my first option. If football didn't work out, I was always going to do something like either law enforcement or something in the military.
What?
Football obviously worked out. But he does see similarities between football and the adversity that police officers face.
It's easy to judge someone when you're not in that hot seat, just like in football. You know, people always talk about the head coach and, oh, you should have kicked the field goal, or you should have went for the extra point, or you should have went for a two-point conversion. The same thing if you're a police officer, and you got to make a judgment call, a life judgment call, within a second and a half.
After the police department, Peanut made another delivery. This one was at Leo High School around the corner.
You guys read? Any readers in the audience? We're going to be delivering some books, The World's Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. It's a book that I've read many a times. The message is we become what we think about. You know, whether it's good, negative, positive, bad, sad, you become what you think about. Whatever you think about, you can obtain that. I promise you. I promise you. I used to run these streets when I was a kid, man. If I have a message, it's really about these kids. You know, if you have a goal, if you have a vision, you know, to get out of the city, to get out of the South Side, to go on and become a police officer, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, whatever that is, you can do it.
Now you got to give me a better handshake than that, man. Like I could have easily. There you go. See.
How's it feel when you actually, you know, get to connect with the kids?
It's fun, you know. With kids, it's all about energy and it's all about being authentic. I just want to go grab one of these little knuckleheads when I see nothing but they draws and they just walk like this. It's all they doing. You know, like I don't even. Hey, I'm coming. Hold on, boss. Hold on. I'm coming. I think it comes across as like, okay, he knows what we're talking about. You know, he knows about the spot around the corner on this street. He knows about this. He knows about what happened. So he kind of has an understanding about what we go through. And, you know, he's a product of this environment. He grew up here. He lived here. He went to elementary school here. So he's a guy that got out and he's doing good work, successful things. And my message is really just to like, hey, you can be me. You can be better than me. You can be the president of the United States. You know, so I think that's the cool thing. That's the message that you try to get across.
Go Bears!